from the bunker of the MTD radio studios. I'm Tom Arese, in charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas. 37-year-old Julia Martinez of Hobbs was arrested on Monday and charged with abuse of a child, also aggravated assault against a household member, that according to reports. Martinez allegedly attempted to run down a man with her car while he was holding a small child. The incident occurred at the intersection of South Jefferson and East Marlin Boulevard in Hobbs Monday night. Police reports that Martinez and the male victim had gotten into an argument. 24-year-old Emery Hernandez Lada of Artesia was arrested by Artesia police on an arrest warrant for unlawfully taking of a motor vehicle. According to reports, the woman allegedly stole the vehicle while it was on from a convenience store parking lot and then drove away at a high rate of speed. 36-year-old Daniel Griego of Roswell was wanted on 5 outstanding warrants when he was found late Monday night as a passenger in a silver Ford Fusion. Roswell police pulled over that vehicle during a traffic stop in the area of Main and 2nd Streets. Griego was allegedly found hiding in the backseat of the vehicle with a handgun and 2 bags of methamphetamine. New Mexico state health officials on Wednesday announced 147 new additional cases of the COVID-19. Of those confirmed cases of the COVID-19, 4 came from Eddy County, bringing their total to 42. 1 came from Lee County, their total is now 34. 2 came from Chaffetz County, upping their total to 50, and Lincoln County remained at 5. During a Wednesday press conference, Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham discussed that her administration's recommendation of using $193 million to in part cover the current budget shortfall. Last month, Grisham called for a special session, which will begin on June the 18th. In charge of the news for Southeast New Mexico and West Texas, I'm Tom Arese.